Greetings and blessings to each of you, dear I Am Nation citizens, light workers all. This is Phil-El coming to you this week in my function as MOTA, which is one of the educational arms of the Federation of Planets. For this week, we are going to help prepare the Earth for increased contact with extraterrestrials, for greater connection physically and mentally and emotionally and astrally with those who are coming to us from the Federation to assist us in this Second Coming program. As you know from our past network tapes and also our newsletter, in recent months we have received information, that is, Nadia Yolanda has channeled information, that there will be increased space sightings. We are now into this new acceleration of energy for the Hierarchical Plan and Program and the Second Coming Program. We have done a lot of work over the past 6 months to anchor a new level of light. And now it is time for a greater release of the spacecraft of the Federation to become more manifest. This is from the information channeled through Nadia Yolanda. On April the 1st, for example, Nadia Yolanda channeled this information. Here is an excerpt. Nadia said, "It is expected there will be a great release of interplanetary spacecraft throughout the globe, visible to multitudes. It is time, it is long past due, that proof of life on other planets and the ability to travel through space is a proven reality to the uninitiated and vastly scoffing humans now residing on this globe. The records must be made clear. Nothing shall be hidden. All things shall be revealed in the end days." Lightworkers and I Am Nation citizens, what can we do as individuals and as a united group to assist this greater contact with the space brothers and sisters of the Federation of Planets? Well, we know from the literature channeled through Nadia Yolanda since 1960, even before, that in our thoughts and in our prayers and projections and visualizations, we can do a great deal to help prepare mass consciousness for the receptivity of these space sightings. Yes, our job, our responsibility as I Am Nation citizens is to help prepare the thought temperature for contact. Now, how do we go about doing that? Well, in our meditations, in our visualizations, we can generate the vibration of divine love. For like attracts like. It is through love that we will help assist this greater space contact. The love vibration, as we send it out and broadcast it, helps to attract that very same love vibration to planet Earth. And of course, the space brothers and sisters of the Federation are fully knowledgeable of this Second Coming plan and program. In fact, they have been working for thousands of years, literally, to help raise the Earth planet into a higher vibration, into a higher receptivity for reconnection and reunification with the Federation of Planets throughout all the planes and planets and dimensions of our solar system, and even extending beyond. Earth, of course, is the laggard within this solar system. And we of Earth on the physical plane and those in the lower astral planes are being raised and transmuted into a higher vibration to accept this reunification with the Federation. For as we move into the Aquarian Age and as we move into this reunification with the Federation, we must express our inherent Christ consciousness. That is the demonstration, the vibration that is required of all sons and daughters of light in this solar system as we move into a new area of space. And so we are about the Second Coming program, the Second Coming of this Christ consciousness, the Second Coming of our leader and spiritual Prince of Earth, Sananda Jesus the Christ, to lead us into this new arena of light. And of course, it is the Second Coming, really, of the Federation of Planets. This was attempted, this reunification, back in the days of Atlantis, but was rejected by Earthman at that time. And now we have this second opportunity to rise up into this reunification with our space brothers and sisters. Now, how do we go about transforming not only our own consciousness, but that of the masses? How do we go about raising and resetting the thought atmosphere of this planet for a greater receptivity for the extraterrestrial contact? Well, I developed a series of visualizations and decrees 15 or 20 years ago to help in the translation of the frequency of our four lower bodies, the mental, the emotional, the astral, and the physical. So in our meditations to welcome visitors from other planets, we can use these powerful decrees and visualizations to translate the frequency of our four lower bodies, to bring them into synchronization with the fourth dimensional light body of our I Am Self. This will help stabilize our vibration for communion with the space beings of other vibrational frequencies. So let's take these four categories, the mental, emotional, astral, and physical, and use them in our meditations this week to recalibrate ourselves, to bring us into a higher synchronization of our purpose as I Am Nation citizens in assisting the reunification with the Federation and preparing all on Earth for greater space contact. Of course, it doesn't matter whether we ourselves as individuals have specific physical contact. That may or may not be part of our mission. But what we can do in our thoughts and prayers and projections is to help set this vibration up in the thought atmosphere for others, so that others who are receptive to these projections of light awaken to this reunification within themselves, and maybe they will have the contact. We leave it up to Spirit's will. Those who need the direct physical contact will have it. The rest of us will rejoice that all of us are being brought into a higher vibration as we proceed with this reunification. Now, let us start with the mental. Here is our decree and visualization for the mental aspect. We are one with the race of mankind throughout the universe. We are one brotherhood under one God, under one federation of planets in this solar system. Our mental body is now raised to conceive the pure thoughts and images of our Christ mind, which is one with divine mind. These thoughts are of truth, equality, brotherhood, and communion with the one life force within all life in our solar system. We visualize that free and open exchange with the Federation is now fact. Let us move now to the emotional aspect, the opening of our heart. Our hearts blossom to the divine love being gently poured upon us by our fellow citizens of the cosmos. Through love, all fear is dissolved. In love, We are attuned with the cosmic symphony of life and God's creation. With love, we extend our hand in cosmic friendship to welcome our visitors from other planes and planets. Let us focus now on a visualization and decree for the astral or soul aspect within us. Psychically, we awaken to our soul memories of sojourns on other planets at other times. We remember, through the stirrings of our soul, the harmony and the fluid energy exchange we have had with all life in the past, even on Earth. We call forth now from the Akasha the full potential of interplanetary exchange. From the great reservoir of our soul experience, we materialize again on Earth our desire for space contact. Lastly, we move to the physical aspect, how we prepare ourselves physically for space contact. We establish the readiness of our physical body and dimension for contact with extraterrestrials. We see ourselves solidly grounded and balanced. We see our light body enfolding itself around the pivotal point of our physical body, sustaining it, transmuting it, translating it step by step into our higher light form. We are ready to hold the contact force of physically materialized spacecraft and beings. Mentally, emotionally, astrally, physically, we call forth the transformation needed now on Earth for contact with the Federation of Planets. Spirit's will and timing be done. Om. Broadcasters of Light, if you would like a printout of this series of visualizations and decrees for space contact, just send a letter to me at headquarters and let me know, and I'll send you a copy of that. Meanwhile, let us go into meditation now, surrounding ourselves with light, with the flame of light that we received last week in our Pentecostal meditations, and join with one another and with our space brothers and sisters to prepare the thought atmosphere of Earth for greater contact and for the next step in reunification with the Federation of Planets. We are one body of light, interdimensionally and interplanetarily. We are one family of light under our Father, Mother, God. We are brothers and sisters. And in this enlightenment and in this love, we welcome visitors from other planets. We welcome the contact. We welcome the assistance for the raising of our vibration, for the healing of our planet, for the healing of ourselves, mind, body, and soul. We welcome the contact, for we know that it comes from Spirit and from the goodness of Spirit for the goodness of all. God bless each and every one. Welcome visitors from other planets.